You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 26th of June 2020 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioalbion.com. Yes, the weekend is almost here and that means we have our co-host with us today, Mr. Grandpa Lampshade. Grandpa, good afternoon to you, sir. How are you doing?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Sven. I'm triggered. I'm totally triggered today and of course, Nabalt, not all Britain is like that. You know, I got nothing but mad love for you, but, you know, I'm just going to call it out. Britain has a lot to answer for. I'm just really up to here, with the UK and I'm not talking about, you know, colonialism and Churchill here. I'm talking about serious stuff. You know, and namely what I mean is the use of this term Asian, because when you bring me a story and it's like, oh, here's a story about an Asian we should be outraged about. I get this picture of some doujin hentai artist who's looting one of my favorite anime waifus, and I'm like, I'm all pumped up, and I'm ready to get after this. And it turns out it's just another sand person complaining that the island version of Sweden isn't being nice enough to them and giving them enough stuff. So, you know, I'm pretty upset. I think Britain needs to do some self-examination over this term Asian.
Well, you're quite correct there. It does confuse matters. You seem to think that are they talking about Chinese? Are they talking about Pakistanis? Are they talking about Indians? I mean, it's quite insulting, really, that they just lump them all in together and call them Asian. I guess, really, it's so that they can massage the crime statistics, because the Chinese are far less likely to cause crime than the Pakistanis are. So they can spread them out amongst all of them and then say, oh, well, the Asians aren't that much higher in the crime statistics than anybody else. But of course, as I say, if you actually look into the situation, they're very, very different, the Chinese and the Pakistani, Indian types. I mean, even the Arab types seem to get called Asians. But yes, today's article is about a top female Asian police officer, Scotland Yard's top former female Asian officer, no less, and she is suing the force in a £500,000 racism claim, £500,000, saying she was told to keep quiet about a swastika at her police station. Yes, that's right, a biro swastika is now worth £500,000. Superintendent Nusrit Mitab was once a poster girl for the force and even starred in an ITV show named Mitab of the Met that followed her work to improve community relations in London's East End. And after actually having a look at the woman in question, I find it very hard to believe that she was a poster girl. I mean, is that somebody you could look at and think, well, she looks very trustworthy, doesn't she? What do you make of this, Grandpa?
Well, I'm still trying to calm down over the idea that we were going to be talking about a doujin hentai artist looting one of my anime waifus. But she had the important job of quote unquote improving community relations, and she gets her own TV show. You know, as we get into this, of course, she's going to talk about her feels and the fact that other people on the force, men and women alike, pretty much didn't like her ass. And you know, it never dawns on her that, you know, maybe some of that has to do with she gets featured on a TV show for quote unquote improving community relations, you know, not arresting criminals, not like, oh, here she is, you know, taking a fist to the face while trying to tackle a mugger or something like that. But she gets this puff piece TV thing on her about improving community relations in, I guess, what amounts to, I'm going to assume that London's East End is probably one of these no-go zones full of doujin hentai artists or something.
It used to be Cockneys. It used to be full of Cockneys, but they're a dying breed now. You just don't hear the Cockney accent anymore. All you hear is this sort of Jamaican patois that seems to come from there. There's been so much white flight. The Cockneys just seem to be extinct now. They went extinct in under 100 years. Well, Meetup rose through the ranks to become the most senior female ethnic minority officer in the Metropolitan Police, working in everything from undercover operations to counter-terrorism. But she quit the force in January, complaining of a toxic workplace with sexism and institutional racism. Wow, I mean, it must have been actually really quite hard work, this improving community relations, Grandpa, because it qualified her to fight against terrorism and get involved in undercover operations. So you may mock this improving community relations work that she's been doing here, but it appears to me that it was quite important after all. Well, she said behind the scenes, Scotland Yard only paid lip service to diversity, and officers secretly hushed up a racism graffiti campaign, telling her to keep quiet after a swastika was scrawled in biro on the walls of her police station in Edmonton, North London, last February. Well, that's it, isn't it? I mean, the fact that there was this biro swastika scrawled on the toilet, I mean, that just shows that they're all secret stormtrooper Nazis, I would suggest. They all must have secret SS meetings when she's gone home, I would have thought. Couldn't possibly be that they just really didn't want the bad publicity of having a biro swastika on the wall, and it could just quite simply be cleaned off. No, it means they are white supremacist, racist, haters of the skin, and they just hated her because of what colour she was. Grandpa, what do you make of this?
These people need to get back to letting my fellow white people draw up their hoaxes for them, because I mean, when they try to do this crap themselves, it's really poor tier. Because here we have, on the one hand, she's making the claim that they're only giving lip service to all of the wonderful things about the diversity and inclusion and whatnot. But on the other hand, they're talking about how she rocketed through the ranks because of her wonderful, exceptional work. But if they were only doing lip service, how the hell did she rise through the ranks doing community outreach or whatever and getting featured on a TV show? I mean, the contradiction is so in your face that, I mean, even the most brain dead normie could sit there and look at this and scratch her head. But I guess it doesn't matter. All she has to do is make the claim. I mean, was there even a swastika to begin? It's always the swastika. Is that pesky swastika turned up again? Of course, we have no proof that that even happened. She said it, so we're just supposed to believe that it must be true, because otherwise she said, I mean, why would she lie? It's not like there's $500,000 worth of reasons that she would make something like this up.
Well, it doesn't appear to be any evidence for it. There's no picture of the biro swastika anywhere. And yeah, it is a bit lame when you think of the poop swastika that we had a couple of years back. I think that was found in a naval base. And I think that turned out to actually be done by the person that claimed to have found it. Well, now in an explosive race and sexism claim, she has described how senior white female officers huddled together like mean girls, likening the cold shoulders they turned to black, Asian and minority ethnic officers to the hit film starring Lindsay Lohan. I guess that's probably where she got the idea from for actually doing this. You know, you can see that she's just sort of working it out in her mind. What excuse can I come up with? Oh yeah, we'll come out with this film plot. We'll just use that one. Well, according to legal papers submitted by Miss Meetab, when she went to work in Tower Hamlets in East London in 1988, the traditional induction greeting for newly arrived female officers was to have their breast and bottoms stamped with the office stamp. She added, in my case, the white male officers did not know how to initiate me. They put their minds to it and set a trap. They left a vibrator in my locker and congregated to watch me open my locker, thrilled with their ingenuity and sniggering. That was the openly misogynistic culture in the police then. Well, let's just have a look at this. I mean, she's a Muslim. She's a practicing Muslim. What would she have done if they had stamped her breast and bottoms with the office stamp? She would have had them up for harassment. She would have had them up for Islamophobia. She would have tried to get them sacked. I mean, I would suggest that what they did here, they thought, well, what can we do? We've got to do something. We've got to have some way of hazing her. That is the police station tradition. What we'll do is we'll just shock her with this thing in the locker, and then we don't actually have to touch her. We haven't breached any of the Islamic codes. And you can imagine that they're actually thinking about not wanting to offend her here. And yet she's still going to use that against them. She's still going to think that it doesn't matter what they do. They must just hate her for the color of her skin. What do you make of this hazing incident here, Grandpa?
Well, I love how she's having to use two terms here so that she can cover all the bases. You know, she wants to go, you know, first off with obviously the big R. You know, the racism here, but she has to lump, or sexism, you know, so she's having to use sexism and racism because she has to attack the white female officers. Well, she can't do that with sexism. So she has to use the racism for that. And then when it comes to the male officers, then she flips the script over to the sexism page. It's just whatever fits to paint me as a victim. And yeah, maybe this happened, maybe it didn't. Once again, we have no proof it happened. It's right up there with the supposed swastika of hate that turned up targeting her for her, I don't know, community outreach work or whatever. I mean, this whole thing, all we have is her word on it. And I'm finding it a little hard to believe. I'm becoming so jaded and so skeptical, you know, because we're being faced with this endless flood of hoaxes 24/7 now that my first reaction, and this is not this is not really very top tier stuff, if you ask me.
It's not like every single time we get told about one of these things it turns out to be a hoax, like Jussie Smollett or like Bubba or whatever his name is from NASCAR, the most recent one that claimed to have found a noose in his garage, and it actually turned out just to be the pull cord for his garage. It's still being referred to as a noose by these race hustlers. Well, getting back to this particular, what we are suggesting is a hate hoax. Miss Mehtab, who is of Pakistani origin, believes she was forced to patrol alone because of her race, while white male colleagues refused to talk or sit next to her, which she likened to being ignored by children. Well, that's shocking, isn't it? But then the next line you read, it says, a practicing Muslim, she refused to wear a uniformed skirt for religious reasons and was forced to wear trousers made for a male officer. Things came to a head in February last year when she reported a swastika in an area of Edmonton Police Station accessible only to staff. So she's a practicing Muslim, and practicing Muslims don't like to have any contact between males and females. I mean, obviously the white male colleagues are not going to go and sit in a car with her because that would be offensive to a Muslim female. And quite clearly here, she's saying she shouldn't have to wear trousers. I mean, what is she wanting to wear? A burqa? A niqab? She thinks she should be allowed to wear that to work? If she had had white male colleagues sat next to her in the car, she could quite easily have then taken the police to court exactly the same as she is doing now, and saying that they refused to follow her religious guidelines. They deliberately encroached on the religious guidelines and forced her to have contact with males. I mean, she can't have it both ways. Either she's a practicing Muslim and she therefore shouldn't be in a car on her own with somebody that isn't a brother or a husband, or she can't claim that it was wrong that she was made to wear trousers. You know, she can't have it both ways. She wants to have her cake and she wants to eat it too. And this is what we see happening with these people. They get high on their own supply. They believe all the nonsense that they read, and they really do believe that if it wasn't for racism, they would be the chief detective officer of the Metropolitan Police. And it's quite clearly that is not so. You only have to take a look at this this former police officer to see that she was not the top grade. She's not an alpha police officer. Well, Grandpa, what do you make of her excuses here and her accusations of white male colleagues refusing to talk or sit next to her?
Well, she's complaining about being forced to patrol alone, but I thought she was a powerful woman of color and can do anything a man can do. So what's the problem? I mean, she's complaining that they're not patrolling, they wouldn't patrol with her. But, I'm thinking she's such a super cop leveled up, you know, that, you know, why would she why would she need anybody to patrol with her? But, yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. it gets so tiring unpacking this stuff because it's the same old recycled crap over and over. And in the end, it doesn't seem to matter. So, yeah, basically she's just I guess she wanted them to make a special uniform for her. So it says here that she refused to wear the normal uniform that the women officers are issued. She's like, I'm not going to wear that. And so they're like, well, I mean, OK, we want to be sensitive. We want to be inclusive here and respect your beliefs. Never mind anybody else that said that wouldn't get told that, but never mind. And they're like, okay, well, the only other uniform we have, you can wear trousers. Of course, mostly the men are wearing trousers, but you know, that's the only, you know, standard issue uniform because you have uniforms for a reason. I mean, you have uniforms so that like Joe Blow on the public sees somebody and they can easily identify, oh, well, that's that's a police officer. We know who they are. You know, that way there's no mistakes. But she wanted, I guess, a uniform just for her or something. You know, I think she needs to get over if you're dealing with reality. And of course, we're not here. You know, this is just, you know, the latest call for attention and whatever. But if she wanted any, if she had any interest in reality, I mean, I think she needs to, if any smidgen of this treatment is true, I think she needs to get to the reality of the fact that she's just an insufferable bitch. You know, maybe people didn't want, you know, let's see, none of your coworkers, male or female, wanted to have anything to do with you. You were making constant demands. You were complaining if you patrolled alone. You were no doubt complaining about the people who tried to patrol with you. You're constantly finding some sort of thing to be insulted. You know, maybe you're just an insufferable bitch, and people don't want to be around you because people just tend to not want to be around people who are an insufferable bitch. But no, it has to be all of this. We have to create this fantasy world. And of course, we have a whole article written up treating it like it's serious. And anybody that looks at this just with a half open mind, with a half thinking brain, looks at this and goes, man, what an insufferable bitch. You know, but no, we're going to pretend that there's some sort of racist conspiracy. Oh, we have to throw sexism in there too. And the race, and we have to have them both because the women officers hated her ass too because she's an insufferable bitch. But you know, it's a combination of racism and sexism, which means the whole world, the whole police force was apparently just out to get her because of the institutional racism, which just on the other hand happened to give her, you know, a spotlight on her own TV show for doing community relations. It's just, it's all so ridiculous. It's all really just, it's tiring because it's the same old thing over and over. It's doesn't matter how stupid it is, it gets treated as something serious. And in the end, we all know what's going to happen in the end. They're going to settle with her. It's never even going to go to court because she can't prove any of it. But, you know, they'll give her what she wants. They'll settle out of court, write her a big paycheck, and she'll go along her merry way to be probably a spokesperson for social justice or something.
You know, this is one of the reasons why black and minority ethnics tend to not get employed, because eventually there comes a time where they just think, right, well, I'm fed up of having to get up in the morning now. I think it's time that I'll accuse them of racism. Or if they don't get the promotion that they want, then, oh, we'll just accuse them of racism. And then the company will end up having to settle out of court. They will have only given them the job because they're on a diversity quota anyway. So they end up thinking, well, we'll just ignore the fact that they're not actually up to the standards of everybody else because we don't want to end up being sued. I mean, this happens all the time. You know, their diversity is not a strength. It is a weakness. Well, let's have a look at the investigation of this alleged biro swastika. According to papers lodged at an employment tribunal, Scotland Yard bosses told her to keep quiet about the discovery and blamed the builders. Now, that to me seems like a reasonable suggestion. I doubt very much that it was the police scrawling swastikas in biro, but it might well have been builders if they'd had builders in there recently. The force launched an investigation, but the culprit was never found. Miss Meetab said she feared there was a far-right sympathiser about, and the likelihood was that it was a police officer. So she thinks this was deliberately done just to intimidate her, and it must have been done by a far-right police officer. Never mind the fact that the police have to go through all this diversity training, and if they're found to have any sympathies with anybody on the right, then that's it, they lose their job. I mean, the police are probably the most anti-racist organisation that we have now, and you only have to look at the different ways that they treated the Black Lives Matter protesters and how they treated the veterans to see that, and particularly in London, which is where she is from, where she described the incident as part of a racist graffiti campaign. which included a penis being scrawled on a photograph of an Asian superintendent months earlier. Well, this just sounds very childish to me, doesn't it? I mean, how is that racist? How is that a racist graffiti campaign to scrawl a penis on a photograph of a superintendent? I mean, she's the one that is associating that with race. I don't see what that has to do with race whatsoever. It's just particularly childish. I mean, it doesn't look very good on the police to say that they have this going on in their police station, which is obviously why the police said, well, just keep quiet about it. We don't want the bad publicity, because if you go around saying, well, it was the police that doing this, then we're just going to look very, very childish and ridiculous, aren't we? So I can understand them saying, well, we'll just investigate it. And the results of the investigation were that it was probably builders. But according to her, no, this was directed at her, and she deserves £500,000 for seeing this. Grandpa, what do you make of the racist graffiti campaign she was subjected to?
Abandoning the truth never pays off, and it's always tempting. It's always tempting to take the easy road. You think, oh, well, if I just go along and abandon the truth, then this will go away. We'll placate them, you know, pat them on the head, and it'll go away. They blamed the build. Look, let's be honest here. They blamed the builders because they didn't want to say, bitch, we know you drew that yourself. That's what it is. They blame the builders. Why would builders go in there and draw a swastika? Well, you want to talk about something totally random. No, builders didn't do that. They did an investigation, and their conclusion, everybody's conclusion, they probably were afraid to speak it out loud, is she did this herself. But they, you know, they couldn't accuse her of that, so they're just like, just keep quiet about it. It was probably some builders or something that did it. But of course, that didn't placate her. That didn't pacify her, because she was on a campaign now. Now she's looking for the racism everywhere, including a penis graffiti or so. Like you said, I have no idea what the hell that's supposed to even have to do with race, but it doesn't matter, because now everything has to do with race. No, they blame the builders. They blame the builders because they didn't want to tell her the truth to her face. Look, we know you did it. If they had CCTV footage of her drawing the swastika, they would have still sat there and said, well, we figure builders did it, because they wouldn't want to be like, bitch, look at this. We got you on film drawing the swastika yourself. Shut the hell up. No, because, you know, that we can't do that. That would be offensive. All this kowtowing. You'll call it like it is. We know you drew it yourself. Quit. But they don't. They don't. They keep going along. They keep acting like, well, we just play along, and maybe she'll quit being, yes, I'm going to use the term one more time, an insufferable bitch. And and maybe she'll finally, you know, start playing well with others. But she's not going to play well with others. She's not going to play well with the other women. She's not going to play well with the men. She's not going to play well with white people. She probably wasn't playing well with black people either. She wasn't playing well with anybody. But no, they just keep trying to go along. And it was probably some builders that did it. It doesn't matter. Now she's seeing random graffiti of penises drawn, and she sees a racist conspiracy in that too. Because if, you know, all of the neon Nazis that are apparently embedded at Scotland Yard.
Well, that is the pattern that we recognize, isn't it? That these people that make these claims, 9 times out of 10, they're the ones that actually drew the graffiti. I mean, I think there was a website that had hundreds of them up there a while back. And of course, the news is that there's this horrible piece of hate graffiti that's absolutely horrified and terrified this poor oppressed immigrant family, and it's huge headlines. And then a month later, after the investigation, when they discover that it was actually done by the restaurant owners or what have you, or the church pastor, it gets a tiny couple of lines at the back of the newspaper, or a tiny mention, if you're lucky, on the website. And there's never any charges, because they always say, oh yes, but it could have happened, and it was good that we did report on it, because we want to highlight the oppression of these ethnic minorities and all the suffering that they have to go through, because they do see these sorts of hate crimes. But of course, as I say, 9 times out of 10, it is done by the person that is that supposedly discovered it. Well, Miss Meetup is now bringing a claim against the Metropolitan Police at the Central London Employment Tribunal, claiming constructive dismissal, race, sex, and religious discrimination, harassment, and victimisation. I mean, she is really going for all of it there, isn't she? She is seeking around £500,000 for lost earnings, pension, and injury to feelings. Injury to feelings. Yes, that's right. Your feelings can now be violently injured and you can be paid compensation for this, for seeing a biro swastika and a penis on the photograph of a superintendent. Well, according to legal papers, her promotions were held up too, due to sexism and racism. When she was made an inspector, she said she overheard a colleague say, "You'll never believe it, the Doris has passed." How the hell did that happen? How did you let it happen? Well, why is that sexist or racist? It's not. I mean, what that is saying is that she didn't deserve to actually be promoted. And from what we've seen here, she doesn't deserve to be promoted. There's no mention of any great crimes that she managed to solve. There's just this TV series about her going around in the community and making friends with black people, basically. That's all her skills were. And yet she says that... She was not able to get promoted to the position that she wanted to be in. This is the problem with these diversity quotas. They end up believing the hype. They end up believing that they're really good at their job, and they're not. They never are. I remember the last time, there was a black police poster girl that was taking the police to court for racism, and she totally failed. The whole thing failed. As I say, this is something that regularly happens, often happens in the police. And this time here, she really is going for everything, saying race, sex, religious discrimination, harassment, and victimization. I'm just surprised. She isn't also saying that she's a lesbian or a transsexual, but I guess maybe she might fall out with the Muslim community if that happened. What do you make of her quest here for £500,000, Grandpa?
I'm thinking she's going to be £500,000 richer, because, again, they're going to settle out of court. You know they're going to write her a check. It'll never even go to court. They'll write her a check, and the taxpayers will cover it. So everybody there that pays taxes to support Scotland Yard is going to pay this woman off, who never should have been on the police force to begin with. You would think, just simply on the grounds, you know, if you're going to be a part of an organization like, say, the police force, you know, one of the just starting point places you have to be coming from is the ability to do teamwork. You've got to be able to work with others, and you're going to have to be able to work with people that you don't like. You know, that's just a fact of life, no matter what kind of organization you're joining, and especially in something like police force. You know, the fact of life is that at some point, I mean, you're going to have to work with people you don't like. You have to work with people you don't agree with. You're going to have to be able to work in a teamwork sort of environment. So just on this alone, she was obviously not qualified for the job, but yet they hired her anyway, because they had to. And she's listing off this long litany of a list of complaints. And all I'm seeing here is time after time after time after time, they're trying to appease her. They're trying to give her a promotion. Yeah, I'm sure somebody was, you know, taken aback that she got the promotion. They were probably like, what? Her? We've got all these other people, you know, lined up that everybody on the force knows is more qualified, but you gave the promotion to her. Why did you do that? Why did you let that happen? Why would that happen? And I'm sure the person they were talking to was probably like, orders came from above. We have to, you know, promote the diversity hire. You know, it wasn't on her abilities. It wasn't because she was doing this great job, but they were just holding her down. She was doing a great job, because this is the way these organizations that are founded on teamwork work. If you're doing a great job, people don't care. They're like, man, you know, this is somebody you can count on. They've got my back. They chip in. They don't complain. They try to get along well with others, you know. But obviously, this isn't the case here with her. So, yeah, I'm sure they were quite taken aback that she got promoted anyway. And of course, I'm sure there was resentment when people are being passed over that everybody else on the team knows deserves the promotion more than she does, but she keeps getting it anyway after being featured on a TV show, which I guess she was featured because of all of the sexism and racism. It's all just ridiculous on its face. And in the end, again, it's not going to matter. She's going to get £500,000. We all know it. She's going to get paid off. So from beginning to end, she didn't earn any of this money. She's just going to get a bunch of money, and everybody else will continue, I guess, just to be poor and to get accused of being the reason that her feelings are hurt.
Well, it's interesting, because all the accusations she makes actually provide evidence for the defense. Miss Meetup accused Commissioner Cresta Dick of failing to tackle the problem, saying she protects the racist working environment by supporting racist officers. Well, she hasn't shown that there's any racist officers yet. And then she says, then it says, Miss Meetup resigned after 32 years having hit a glass ceiling, saying she would have achieved more seniority were it not for the institutional racism. And yet she has just told us here that she overheard a colleague saying, you'll never believe it, that Doris has passed. How the hell did that happen? How did you let it happen? None of that is racist. What that implies is that she was no good at her job, and they were questioning why she got to the position she did get to when she was no good at her job. Obviously, the reason she got to the position she got to was purely and simply because she was a diversity hire, because she fulfilled the diversity quota, and the Met Police could say, look at this Asian woman we've got. I mean, she got to the highest office that an Asian woman had ever got to without doing anything apart from having a TV program about her and making friends with black people. I mean, that is all it says she did, that she had this community outreach, and yet she thinks that she could have got up much higher than being an inspector. And I guess that they probably just gave her an office job, because I can't see that she would have been any good at being a detective. It just sounds like she was good at finding things to complain about, basically. As you say, Grandpa, I'm inclined to agree with you that she was basically an insufferable bitch. Well, Scotland Yard is vigorously contesting the legal action brought by Miss Meetup. And as I said, in this previous action that was brought against the Metropolitan Police by another black poster girl, I think she was the black poster girl for the armed police unit, she actually lost. She failed in her quest to accuse them of racism. So I'm not so certain that she's actually going to get an out-of-court settlement here. I think Scotland Yard might actually win the case, but we will have to keep watching to find out how it goes. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.